Let's try and create something fun, or think of something fun to create here. Let's do show the character scuba diving in underwater ruins or something like that. And we're just gonna leave everything the default right now as far as the ratio, the style, things like that. And let's go ahead and generate with this character. And you can see here, and we'll wait for them in the queue. And I'll skip ahead to when they are finished generating, but we have four different variations. And the speed is going pretty quickly, actually. I'm pretty impressed with the speed. I'm just gonna let this go ahead and load in real time. We've almost finished here, and there we go. And so let's go ahead and take a look at these. And it's pretty good, the character consistency, I have to say. And it tried to do its best with like the photorealism. I think there are a couple that are definitely better than the others. They think these last two are probably the best. This one is interesting to me because it does a great job of showing the lighting, grabbing the lighting, and you can see it on my hair or this character's hair.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by Digital Pop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are talking about one of the AI image generators that we have covered a few times on the show before, but a significant breakthrough in AI image generation with this tool. Imagine this, you can likely do so, considering that you're likely a content creator. So maybe you've spent hours creating or finding the perfect character or AI model for your marketing campaign, your brand mascot, or your YouTube content. But then you need that same character in different scenes, poses, lighting conditions, outfits, whatever it might be. And until now, this has really been the main weakness of these AI image generators. If you use these or if you've been following the show, you know that maintaining this visual consistency across multiple images, especially with faces and people, has been a core challenge. Well, Ideogram AI just dropped their character feature mid 2025. It's been a little while now and we're playing a little bit of catch up, but it's addressing this challenge directly in ways that should have you excited about the creative possibilities. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this core problem, the fundamental challenge that Ideogram is tackling with their character feature. Again, anyone who's worked with AI image generator knows the frustration. You generate an amazing character in one image, but when you try to recreate that same character in a new scene, the AI gives you something completely different. The face changes, the hair is different, the core identity just completely vanishes. And this inconsistency has been limiting creators in pretty significant ways. For instance, brand managers couldn't create cohesive content. YouTubers couldn't develop recurring character-based thumbnails. The technology just wasn't powerful enough, and it was only powerful enough for these one-off images, but really fell short on serialized content creation. And the traditional solutions usually, and I should say that there are multiple AI tools that are starting to solve for this problem now, multiple image generation tools, but the traditional solutions typically required complex retraining or fine-tuning of your models. And it was just way too technically demanding and time intensive. And most creators, especially those who weren't technically savvy, simply couldn't access or afford the workflows necessary to create these consistent images, which made for a significant barrier between AI capabilities and practical creative applications. So let's talk about Ideogram's breakthrough approach here with character. And here's where their character feature operates on a core key principle: one single reference image, infinite variation. So all you have to do is you upload one high quality reference photo, and we will be doing this at the end of our episode today. And ideally it's a clear, well-lit front or three-quarter view photo. And the advanced algorithm is going to analyze and lock in all the key distinctive traits from that image. And what's really remarkable is how sophisticated this analysis is now. It's not just a memorization of pixel patterns, it's more of an understanding of facial structure, hair characteristics, the core identity elements that really define character consistency. And this deep analysis enables the AI to maintain character integrity across dramatically different styles, whether it's the lighting conditions, the emotional expressions, just the contexts of the scene. And the technical elegance is really impressive. No model retraining required, no complex fine-tuning processes. Character traits lock in after one upload, making consistency accessible to creators regardless of technical expertise, which we are huge fans of on the AI Marketing Navigator. All about the democratization of these capabilities. And this democratization represents exactly the kind of innovation that is transformative to creative workflows. So let's talk a little bit about the advanced creative features of the character tool. It goes well beyond just basic character consistency. They have built sophisticated creative control tools that give creators unprecedented flexibility. There is a masking option that allows precise adjustments to character hair, clothing, accessories, facial details. There is a fiction mode that enables stylized outputs beyond things just like photorealism, which opens doors for artistic interpretation while maintaining the core identity. The tool is also going to allow for batch generation, a capability that transforms the efficiency of creatives. So instead of just generating images one at a time and hoping for that consistency, creators can produce multiple variations simultaneously, each one maintaining character integrity while exploring multiple different directions. You even have control over scene placement integration with Magic Fill, representing another significant advancement. Creators can mask specific areas and insert their character into any context while preserving the identity. And that's not just about face swapping, it's intelligent character integration that understands lighting and perspective and scene coherence. There is a remix tool that adds another layer of creative control, which enables style transfer and scene adjustments while preserving that character identity. The remix weight parameter gives creators control over how strictly results match that original image, balancing consistency with creative flexibility. So, what does this mean for our workflows as creators? The new workflow now reflects deep understanding of creative processes. Starting with a reference image upload, the system is going to guide users through intuitive prompt integration where they describe desired actions, environments, emotional states, contexts, and the configuration tools provide precise control without overwhelming complexity. And what strikes me about this workflow is its accessibility, that democratization again. Professional creators can now leverage advanced features like masking and remixing, while casual users can achieve impressive results through just simple prompt descriptions. And this scalability across skill levels suggests broad adoption potential across different creator communities. The integration with web and API and iOS workflows indicates Ideogram's recognition that modern content creation happens across multiple platforms and devices. Creators need tools that fit their existing workflow and their existing systems, not systems that require huge workflow adaptations. So again, we mentioned that the competitive landscape of character consistency and image generation is really heating up. Ideogram is not the only generative tool solving for this problem. But Ideogram's approach really emphasizes more of a user-friendly design and immediate functionality without technical barriers. The no extra training required advantage really cannot be overstated in this case. Traditional character consistency solutions often require technical expertise, which really excludes many potential adopters. So Ideogram's single image approach totally removes these barriers while delivering comparable or even superior results. And the broad platform support across web and iOS again indicates recognition that content creation increasingly happens on mobile devices. Creators need tools accessible during inspiration moments, not just during formal production sessions. Whenever that inspiration strikes, you need a tool that's going to be able to work with you. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the practical applications now. The applications span numerous creative industries in very transformative ways. Again, for branding and advertising applications, this tool offers a very compelling business values. Companies can now create consistent mascots or spokespeople across marketing materials without expensive photo shoots or illustration costs. Take virtual influencer development, for instance. This now becomes very accessible to smaller brands who were previously excluded by the production requirements. YouTube and social creators gain powerful tools for developing consistent visual branding. Thumbnail creation with recurring characters now becomes way more streamlined and much easier. Content series with character-based storytelling becomes more feasible for individual creators, so the use cases go on and on. E-commerce, online stores, gaming applications, all of these benefit from consistent character assets for virtual goods. Maybe you want to make a gamified experience for your users or for your prospects. You can now create a character for those experiences that's going to be consistent. And this consistency enhances that UX, that user experience, and the brand recognition across all of your digital touch points. And what might excite me the most about Ideogram's character feature is that it signals where AI development is going. We are witnessing these AI tools, these AI systems that now more and more deeply understand context, maintain consistency, and integrate seamlessly with creative workflows. And it represents a movement toward AI as a creative collaborator rather than a simple generation tool. The underlying technology suggests capabilities that extend well beyond just character consistency. If AI can now understand and maintain visual identity across variations, similar principles could apply to brand consistency or architectural elements or product design iterations. And we're seeing early demonstrations of AI systems that understand persistence and consistency in ways that mirror human creative thinking. And the integration of multiple advanced features, character consistency, scene placement, style transfer, batch generation, within these unified workflows indicates AI platforms evolving towards comprehensive creative suites rather than just single purpose tools. And again, something that we always love on the AI Marketing Navigator is a freemium option. So the pricing strategy from Ideogram reveals the understanding of the creator, of the dynamics of the creator economy right now. Offering free trials for initial exploration completely removes adoption barriers. So get in there and try this out today. And there are subscription tiers provided for advanced features and for professional use. So that freemium approach enables creators to experience the capabilities before committing to paid plans. And what I really love is the accessibility and the ability to create during those inspirational moments, not just the formal work days or work hours. This could drive adoption among creators who integrate AI tools into spontaneous creative sessions. So let's look ahead a little bit at the future. Ideogram's character feature represents more than just incremental improvement. It is addressing the fundamental limitations that have constrained AI adoption in creative industries. By solving for character consistency, they are 100% removing the main barrier that has prevented creators from relying on AI for serialized, branded content production. The broader implications extend beyond just individual creator productivity. As character consistency becomes reliable and accessible, we might see new content formats emerge that were previously impractical. Again, interactive user experiences, storytelling, personalized content experiences, dynamic brand narratives, all of these now become much more feasible for creators without substantial technical or financial resources. So, if you are a creator evaluating this technology, I highly recommend starting with a specific use case that is going to benefit the most from character consistency. So, creators need to test out serialized character development across multiple scenes. Brand managers should explore mascot consistency, maybe across multiple marketing materials. Content creators should experiment with recurring character-based thumbnails and social media content. The key is simply identifying workflows where character consistency represents the primary barrier to AI adoption. I believe these applications will demonstrate the most immediate value and justify integration into your existing creative process. So what we are witnessing with these character consistency features, with Ideogram's character feature, represents early stages of AI systems that understand persistence, consistency, and the creative intent behind what you're trying to create in sophisticated ways. And each breakthrough like this brings us much closer to AI that functions as a true creative partner rather than just a tool. We are moving toward AI that doesn't just respond to prompts, but understands creative projects holistically. And this trajectory suggests a future where AI integration becomes seamless and intuitive and enhances rather than replaces that human creativity, something that we talk about in almost every episode on the show. And the tool becomes invisible while the creative possibilities expand exponentially. Ideogram AI's character feature demonstrates how thoughtful innovation can address fundamental limitations and unlock new creative possibilities. The combination of technical sophistication and user accessibility creates tools that empower creators across skill levels and industries. We are absolutely witnessing the emergence of these AI platforms that will deliver consistent results that creators can rely on for professional applications, for customer-facing assets. And this reliability transforms AI from just an experimental tool to an actual creative infrastructure. So keep experimenting with these emerging capabilities. Each new feature represents a building block for creative workflows that we still can't yet imagine. The intersection of AI advancement and creative expression continues producing innovations that expand what's possible for not just individual creators, but the entire creative industry.
Okay, so let's go ahead and give it a try. We are looking at the Ideogram interface right now, and you can see right here they have the character option below their little input, their text input. So we're gonna select character. We have not created any characters yet, so we will go ahead and create new character, and it's giving us, it looks like, 10 free character generations at this freemium level. So super awesome there. You can even try a sample character here if you don't want to upload your own image. I'm going to upload an image of a screenshot for our thumbnail, and we're going to use that for our character consistency. So let's go ahead and upload. We will add this recent screenshot from our desktop here, get that uploaded. And we can see that that has been added and already it's doing a mask right on our face. And if we go here and we click this zoom icon, we can see and edit this mask. And it did a pretty good job of auto masking this. So I'm gonna leave it just as is, but you can see that you can adjust this in several different ways with this brush, and you can change the size and the stroke size and things like that. You can reset to the last save. So let's just give this a try and try and add some stuff to our mask here. Let's reduce our stroke size. So for instance, if we wanted to edit out some of the face here, like the ear, we could just add this to the mask here and erase that. Now, alternatively, and I'll just revert to the last save, we could erase this existing mask. So if we wanted to add some of the other elements, like the shirt and the shoulders or something like that of our character, I'm just going to increase the stroke size here for this example. We can do so here, which is really cool. So you can be, again, very flexible with how you want to develop these. But for now, we will just keep it at this very simple mask of the face. And we're going to go ahead and cancel any of our edits there. Let's try and create something fun, or think of something fun to create here. Let's do show the character scuba diving in underwater ruins or something like that. And we're just gonna leave everything the default right now as far as the ratio, the style, things like that. And let's go ahead and generate with this character. And you can see here, and we'll wait for them in the queue. And I'll skip ahead to when they are finished generating, but we have four different variations. And the speed is going pretty quickly, actually. I'm pretty impressed with the speed. I'm just gonna let this go ahead and load in real time. We've almost finished here, and there we go. And so let's go ahead and take a look at these. And it's pretty good, the character consistency, I have to say. And it tried to do its best with like the photorealism. I think there are a couple that are definitely better than the others. I think these last two are probably the best. This one is interesting to me because it does a great job of showing the lighting, grabbing the lighting, and you can see it on my hair or this character's hair. Let's just take a quick look at the pricing for anybody who is wondering. Again, they have that freemium version, but they have the basic, and if you switch to monthly, it's $8 per month, $20 for the plus, and then $60 for the pro. And feel free to pause and check out all the features that get added to each of these tiers. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.